I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, March 7th. Another pedestrian accident in Quincy last evening. Police say a 31-year-old man was struck by a car at Dennis Ryan Parkway and Cottage Avenue in Quincy Center just before 7 p.m. Police say the victim was in a crosswalk at the time he was hit. The 67-year-old male driver told police he has cataracts and didn't see the pedestrian. The victim was not seriously hurt. The driver was sighted. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says the state has shut down the City of Boston's efforts to rebuild Moon Island Road, leading out to where a new Long Island Bridge would be built, because Boston has failed to meet certain environmental regulations. Koch said the issue is separate from the Long Island Bridge issue, and he says it proves that Boston is not a good neighbor to Quincy. The Quincy Conservation Commission had denied Boston's request for permits to repair the Moon Island roadway due to a lack of environmental safeguards, so Boston appealed to the state. Koch says the Moon Island roadway and the Long Island Bridge project need to be dealt with separately. Quincy continues to legally challenge Boston's plans to rebuild the bridge. The Norfolk County Sheriff's Office is launching a new effort to reach senior citizens with an updated list of programs designed to target personal safety, technology, hygiene, health care and wellness, and situational awareness. Sheriff Pat McDermott unveiled the new initiative during a recent breakfast meeting in Quincy. McDermott said part of the new effort will also include a Norfolk County Sheriff's Office app. He said long-standing programs such as the File for Life and Are You OK program will continue. The new initiative is being rolled out in Holbrook and will be brought to every community in Norfolk County over the next 9 weeks. The Quincy College Scholarly Conversations Community Lecture Series continues today at the Quincy Center campus. There will be 3 30-minute lectures featuring college faculty members in the college's Anselmo Library beginning at 5 p.m. First is called Under Our Noses, The Spies Among Us. Dr. Jason Roberts will speak about Soviet ideology in the 1930s. And then Be Fast, The Science of Stroke Intervention. Dr. Cheryl Proffitt will talk about stroke warning signs and treatment options. And lastly, Professor Jason Painich will present Dogs, Drones, and Data, High-Tech Law Enforcement, about today's criminal justice technology. A question and answer session will follow each talk, and there will be some light refreshments. The lectures are free and open to the public. The Quincy Public Schools will present a college information night for juniors and their families tonight at 6:30 in the Lloyd Hill Auditorium of Quincy High School. You will hear from college admissions representatives about the college admissions process. Juniors and their families are strongly encouraged to attend. Sophomores and freshmen are also welcome. The Broadmeadows Middle School Drama Club opens up their production of Annie Jr., premiering tonight in the new auditorium of the Broadmeadows Middle School. Tickets are available now at ticketsource.us. The show runs through Saturday. The Norfolk County Sheriff's Office presents A Night on the Emerald Isle tonight at 6 to 9 p.m. at the Adams Heights Men's Club on Bower Road in Quincy Point. There will be live music, food, and refreshments. The Sheriff's Office will also be accepting donations for their various community programs. Other news today, Democrats in the House voted yesterday to steer another $245 million toward the overwhelmed emergency family shelter system, while capping how long people can receive its services, along the way rejecting a Republican proposal to limit the program's eligibility. The House voted 121 to 33 to approve the spending bill, which also makes permanent some pandemic-era policies like takeout drink sales. 8 Democrats voted against the bill. All Republicans also voted no. The bill features a new approach to how Massachusetts administers emergency family shelters. More than a year after demand for services began to spike, amid an increase in new migrant arrivals and 4 months after Governor Healey capped the maximum number of families in the system, with the Healey administration projecting shelter costs will surpass $900 million this fiscal year and next. House Democrats are growing more mindful of difficult budget choices and now say they need to make changes to keep the system afloat. Massachusetts, which is the only state in the country that guarantees emergency shelter services to some families and pregnant women, eclipsed a record number of families in the system months ago. The sustained need prompted Healey in the fall to impose a capacity limit of 7,500 families. As of yesterday, there were 783 families eligible for shelter, but on a wait list because no spots are available. To trim costs while keeping services operational, the bill caps most shelter stays at no longer than 9 consecutive months, compared to the current average stay of 13 to 14 months. Shelter residents who are employed or enrolled in a job training program could get another 3 months. The bill would automatically provide 12 continuous months of shelter for pregnant women, people with certain disabilities, and thanks to a pair of amendments, veterans and people at imminent risk of domestic violence. Time limits would lift on either July 1st of next year, changed via an amendment from April 1st of next year in the original draft, or whenever the Healey administration lifts the capacity limit of 7,500 families, whichever comes first. The bill would also offer tax credits of $2,500 per trainee to businesses that provide workforce training to people in shelters and require expanded hours at overflow shelter sites. Well, the Help Wanted sign is out for lifeguards in Massachusetts. The Department of Conservation and Recreation kicked off a recruitment campaign for the summer season yesterday. Qualified lifeguard candidates who apply early and work through the end of the season can earn up to $1,250 in bonuses. Depending on the position and certifications, the hourly rate is between $22 and $27 an hour. The summer season at DCR's 81 swimming areas runs from Memorial Day weekend through Labor Day. You can apply on the state's website. Check business news this morning. Stocks are higher. The Dow rose 75 points. The NASDAQ is up 91. The S&P added 26. Shares were mixed in Asia. The dollar is down. The euro rose. Oil at $79 a barrel. And sports, Bruins host Toronto tonight at 7 o'clock, and the Celtics are in Denver at 10. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Rain, drizzle, mist, and fog with blustery conditions and a high today 44. Gradual clearing tonight, low 40. Sunshine returns tomorrow with a high 50 degrees. Cloudy on Saturday, high 44, and rain on Sunday with a high of 50. For the boater today, waves 2 to 4 feet, the wind north 25 to 30, gusting to 35 knots, and a high tide at 8:16 a.m. Sunrise 6:08, set at 5:41. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, March 7th.